It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
All right, we're allowed to have a little bit of fun in the middle of this enormous story. We're going to get back to the story at 2:35. I know we're awaiting Susan Kay, a press conference, which may start at 3:30, may start at 3:45, may start at 4. But it is from the Attorney General and the mayors of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Their response to the DHS presence in this area. And now continues to grow by the minute. So what are they going to say? Is this a Keith Ellison lawsuit because he's been inclined to sue the Trump administration often? My spidey sense, if I had to say, what's your guess? That'd be my guess. You know?
I think you're right. Whether or not that will work remains to be seen. So much of this is up in the air.
I know the Trump administration always listens to lawsuits directed at them. They pay very close attention.
I think we're in this until it's over, which no one knows when that will be.
So, could be. Right. I don't think it's going to be a statement of we've decided to fully cooperate, go wherever you want, we've changed our opinion.
No,
but we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
You always start overrated, underrated, properly rated. We would encourage people to say, hey, we can have a little bit of fun, right?
I hope.
And you can text something you have that is overrated, underrated, properly rated. Text away 651-461-9226. The floor is yours.
In quick order, I'm going to tell you that Kay Jones is properly rated as a dynamo. She had a heart procedure last week. Ooh. And as I showed you the picture,
she looks great. She looks like you, by the way. She does.
I had to show you the picture because she's reading the sports section.
She's all in.
She's in her curlers. Okay, so I love my mom. The second one is underrated.
Yep.
Is my Sunday show, my health show.
Your own show is underrated.
Because Brad just told me that it's very highly rated. Like, a lot of people listen to it. And I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you know what that earns you?
What?
More vacation time.
I think so.
Yeah.
That mean you're going to put some effort into it now? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was thinking. I better
come
in before 7:03.
Do a little prep. Find out who the guest is.
What if you actually just didn't show up and say, hey, Doc, what are we talking about today?
I could do that. Or remember that time. I'm not going to bring it up again.
No, go ahead.
We remember that time. We remember.
No, you confuse
the time.
Fall back and spring forward in approximately... How late were you? Was it 90 minutes?
Oh, it was terrible. Yes. Let's move on to my last item. My last item is, I'm not sure how to rate it, but ladies and gentlemen, Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman, I actually had a dream last night about Chad Hartman, and I hesitated to bring it up.
Let's go.
And I think that it needs the doctor.
The love doctor?
The dream doctor.
The dream doctor.
Yeah, the German guy.
We have the love doctor. We have the dream doctor. We've had I got to be honest, Cook was better at scheduling them. Dave has not been as effective. I mean, you want to own up to that?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it surprised me.
Yeah.
It didn't. I guess, yeah.
Let's go.
It was very, very descriptive.
Okay, how do we start?
Okay, I'm going to say you lived in a mansion.
Sounds good so far.
It was a big house. In that mansion, they were sort of broken up into apartments. You were on the top floor, and Pat Miles had the lower level
of
the mansion.
Hold on a second. I own it, and I'm renting to Pat Miles?
Right.
Okay.
And you had another renter, an extra bedroom, and that was a young woman.
Yeah, baby.
That you were having a trip.
Relations.
A torrid affair.
Mm.
And what I recall is
Do we know if I'm married at this point?
I think you're in a relationship with Michelle. I think current enough that I'm aware
of that. Penthouse playboy is what he is up with that.
Right. Wait a second. Is anything something going on with Pat Miles?
No, she does not arrive. She just owns the place, and there's a lot of really good clothes down there. So your room is messy.
Yeah.
And
normally my room is clean.
Okay,
Michelle would back that up.
It was messy in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some sort of interaction between us, of which might have been described as intimate.
Well, let's get to it. Did we have sex?
No, that was just activities. But I fell asleep.
Were we naked?
Yes, but I fell asleep. Right.
Right in the middle of it?
In the middle of it.
Sounds like reality.
And then I
must have been really tremendous in this dream if you fell asleep.
And then, this is all real.
It's fine. Are you doing great?
I'm going, Susie, are you loving it? Is it great?
Stay there.
And then, for some reason, like a dream, I'm somewhere else, and I call you to apologize.
Well, you should, for falling asleep. Yeah.
Yes. But it was an old flip phone, and I was using those tiny little dots. And the next thing you know, I'm on the steps of the Northrop Auditorium, and you arrive to greet me.
Yeah.
Like sort of romantically.
Oh,
but
whoa.
You look like crap. You're dumpy and frumpy. You have an Indiana Jones hat on and a beard.
You have the whip, too.
I mean, it was
horrible.
If I
had that, she wouldn't have fallen asleep.
I was like, oh, my God, he's a bum.
I kind of look like a hobo.
You look like a hobo. Hmm. So how do we interpret that? What is happening? That is
a lot of information. Okay. Yeah, we really could use the dream doctor. In fact, we might have to put the bat signal off for the dream doctor tomorrow. But we also, along with you texting 651-461-9226, your own overrated, I'd like you to analyze the dream.
I am absolutely honest. I have had to write it down to remember all the elements, that hat, the beard.
When you first woke up, was this last night?
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday night, okay. Yep. When you first woke up, what were your first thoughts?
I cannot tell anyone this hat that I had this dream.
Well, we knew
a whole lot of that.
We knew there was so shit.
For the first time in my life, I will keep my lips sealed.
That is so good.
Anyway.
Okay, so then, did you think about calling me and telling me? You figured you'd see me here, right?
Yeah. And then I was like, am I going to tell him? And then I'm like,
plus, apparently I'm... Dave, it sounds like I'm a disaster in bed in this dream.
I'm hearing.
Yeah. It was
dream.
Well, I can assure you that's not the truth. Let's go. Look at these hands.
We'll see what the texture says. Dave,
let's pass it off.
Now I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well,
you shouldn't be embarrassed.
I'm a lot embarrassed in this dream. I would have preferred you say greatest orgasm of my life as opposed to saying I fell asleep. I mean, okay. The temporary dream doctors here, Dr. Dave Harrigan, give me your thoughts.
It's a very interesting dream, Susie. No, I can't do it. It sounded like Count Chocula there.
But seriously, the
sex dreams are very common, right? We hear this all the time. Dreams about sex, whether it's in somebody you're actually involved with or someone from your personal life, someone from your work life.
Yeah, right.
Very common.
Can I ask you this, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a sex dream with someone outside of Lindsay.
Wouldn't be you.
Over the next month. Well, if you want to get some rest, apparently it would be me.
Good point.
Would you feel comfortable telling Lindsay?
If he had a dream about someone else, would he tell Lindsay that he had a dream about another?
He has a sex dream about somebody else.
No, I'm not doing that.
Policy with your partner?
Yes.
You have. What if it's just like it sounds like in this case? I didn't show up. I didn't answer the bell. What if it was that? Like, you know, I was about to have sex with Chad and he was
a disaster.
He was a disaster, so it just makes me know I'm with you, the right person.
No, I'm keeping that hush hush. Doesn't matter who it is. But
651-461-9226. If you have a sex dream with someone outside of your partner, do you tell your partner? Text away.
Where does Pat Miles fit into the dream?
Yeah.
That's what I
agree.
Want to know.
I agree.
Did Pat ever show up in the dream, or do we just know that
we
Pat
just knew
Miles?
It was her place, and she had a lot of clothes.
A lot of nice clothes. So you nosily went through her place?
Of course I do.
Of course you
do. And I probably stole some things,
Yeah. Well, that's why you were so tired.
That cardigan you're wearing right now?
Yeah, right?
You're getting flush, aren't you?
I am. I'm warm.
Dave, any other thoughts? I think the Pat Miles question is a very fair question.
Yes.
And then why am I so disheveled at the end?
I don't, with the beard. I mean,
am I so dejected?
Well, that's kind of what
Susie has. It has rendered me useless, and I have not recovered.
Yes, I think that's, you know, she triumphed over you, and you have been beaten down into submission. You're disheveled. You can't come back to life. Can't come back to the man who once was the the penthouse playboy who's got the younger gal living over there.
Yeah.
Other people showing up.
Yeah. Is it is it also possible I was just mailing in with Susie and was thinking more about the
Bat Miles?
Bat Miles or the other chick?
No, she was sad because she realized that I was in your room. And
the young gal was.
Yeah, that was a part of the story.
Oh, she wasn't pleased either. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The plot thickens.
Yes.
All right, let's get to your text, your analysis, whatever else you have, and also Dave, what he has and what I have for overrated, underrated prop lyric. Maybe we brought in Donald Trump and Governor Walz and they analyzed this dream. We could resolve the ICE situation.
I think we could.
Can you eliminate that possibility? 651-461-9226. All right, lots of texts coming in. Sounds to me like Susie's dream is an actual fantasy. Am I right, Susie?
What?
I mean, she's only human.
Getting more sleep?
Yeah, only more.
Sounds like
she's
fantasy.
Human. Who can blame her? Properly rated, the need for Minneapolis officials to hold scofflaw homeowners accountable for clearing their sidewalks. Skating down my street skywalks. I was going to get to that one. Okay.
Business owners, too, by the way.
Icy
downtown.
Sidewalks.
Oldest kid, St. Paul resident, along with my daughter-in-law. My favorite, there are three living creatures at their house. Gates, who's number one. And, I mean, it was proven again. And it's...
The dog?
It's soul-crushing for Hunter. The dog loves me. I mean, when I'm leaving... Tail down, just bummed out. Just bummed out. The dog just adores me. And again, who can blame him? He's only a dog. Michaela's two, my new daughter-in-law. She's amazing. And then my kitty's three. You know,
I get that.
But as we're parking to try to get to his place in St. Paul, I wanted to call Garen and say, you got some extra skates here so I can get here?
I saw a guy go down in the parking lot at my AA meeting Saturday. Feet came out from under him. Wham! I mean, hit his head so hard.
That happened to me once.
Oh, I went right over. I said, you are right. I said, you should go check it out because you can get a concussion, and that's bad news.
I was at Horse Breath, as we call it, and going out there to watch actually playoff football.
Okay.
This is like 7-8 years ago. And I saw some buddies waving. And I did that exact thing. These guys are like, you okay? I'm fine. I go in there. And also, the room is just not right. And I go, I need to get out of here right away. And they're like, they offered to drive me. And I said no. And I was dumb for doing it. I had to take like a day or two off.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. And how we really get people to consistently shovel appropriately in the cities, Dave, good luck on that one, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Downtown is mostly good, but you get stretches where there's maybe an empty business or a place that just doesn't care. And walking to and from my car after a snowfall, you give it 3 or 4 days, and it gets icier and icier and icier, and it doesn't get fixed.
Wait a second. Over underrated. I understand I'm not put in the air, but if this would have been a color person, the city would have been a fire. Well, we can get to the
I see.
Yeah. At first,
isn't it kind of already on fire? It's not really on fire. People ask me that all the time. Oh, is it terrible in Minneapolis? Look outside. People are still walking around, going to work.
Without a doubt. Now, downtown Minneapolis, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, was there stuff going on?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And Portland.
And a lot of other places. But if you're afraid to come down to the overall area of downtown, you keep saying that, you're just missing out. And I will always add, are there places in downtown Minneapolis where years ago they were more safe than they are now? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd agree with that.
But the overwhelming part of downtown Minneapolis is very safe. And that's why I was dismayed when John Mulaney, we were gone, canceled. John Mulaney should have stood tall, and if he wanted to donate to Renee Good, donate some of the proceeds and said, I'm going to show people that downtown Minneapolis is still vibrant and still safe, and he should have kept his shows in my opinion.
Mm.
Right? Let's see. Let's get a few more of the text here. Susie was dreaming about a real desire. And knowing she can't have you, Chad, that's why it never happened.
Oh.
I mean, that sounds like it makes sense to me.
Sure.
Overrated. Susie's ability to keep her own secret.
Oh, my God. That has been true since 1962.
Obviously, Susie needs to get some soon. I mean, you've said that on air. We're not hiding anything.
You know what might have prompted the dream? My good friend Sim, she just got a boyfriend.
Yeah, was she giving some details?
Mm-hmm. At breakfast yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, that could have been it.
Now, how about this cheap shot? Isn't Chad too old for Torrid Affairs?
Ah! Dang.
You're not aware of what's going on in my life. Josh, underrated, owning my own pair of studio headphones. Yeah, maybe Josh stole my headphones.
Could be.
There's also my headphones are gone. Josh, you're suspect. Dave Harrigan, you're up.
Well, I'll start since you mentioned the Mulaney show that didn't happen that we were going to be at last night. We had to make plans. We had to adjust. We had to figure out something new. It was anniversary celebration.
Yeah, it's a big one. What number was this?
This was 17.
Ooh.
Or as my wife thought, 15 until we corrected her math.
That's tough for you. I mean, that's a tough. You know what I hear 17 is? Buying a house.
I thought you had a house.
Yeah, we do have one.
No, buying a house, 17. Everybody gets
get a
new
one?
House.
Oh, a different house.
Yeah.
All right.
Got her a car. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh.
Thank you.
Close to a house.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We went downtown. We went back here to Minneapolis.
Okay.
So scary. So scary, but
oh,
we survived.
Oh, my God. How'd you survive?
We had a great dinner. We went to Kieran's across the street from Target Center, which
nice.
Was vibrant. I know you're an OD's guy, but Kieran's is also a top-notch Irish pub in the downtown area. We love it. We've been going to Kieran's since we were dating, and it was the old Kieran's.
No comment.
We love it. We love them both. Love them both. There's plenty of room for both of them. And then we saw Shucked at the Orpheum.
Oh, did you enjoy Shucked?
It was hilarious. It was outstanding.
I know a little bit. Tell more.
The story is about a town that's surrounded by corn. You know, that's why they call it Shucked. It's nothing but
thanks
corn.
Thanks for spoiling it.
And the corn dies. We got problems with the corn, so one of the townspeople.
Sounds like me and Beb with Susie in that dream.
Young Maisie has to go out in search of some help.
Maisie, of course.
Yeah, uh-huh. You like it? Brings back a con man, and the whole thing goes from there. And Maisie is your clue that the entire thing, the whole 2 to 2.5 hours, it's like the best Minnesota hospital jokes Dave Lee ever wrote. And it's just constant.
Wheelhouse for you, Susie.
It is very good. It's wordplay. It's innuendo. There's some dirty jokes. There's some stuff that would go over the kids' heads, I hope. But it was laugh out loud funny pretty much throughout the entire thing. So I will give that a very
That's
much
great.
Underrated.
That's a good adjustment.
Yes. It was very good.
I ended up having a couple buddies over, and we watched football. Mm. Michelle was hanging out with us. We had a great time, too.
Good football this weekend.
Great football.
Mm-hmm.
Great football.
Last thing I'll say, I don't mind going bowling. We went Saturday. My wife had some relatives in town, so about 10 of us went to the lanes. Bowling's fine, but overrated is the setup.
Hmm.
What part?
Specifically, when you have a bad roll. You know, you're trying to pick up that spare and you completely miss everything. And you got to walk
back. Seems like
back
that's your fault.
You got to turn and you got to walk back in shame towards the five people that are staring
again,
at you.
Again, back to my dream with Susie.
Blew it.
You know?
I think we got to fix the setup.
What? You want to celebrate your ineptitude?
No, I think it's...
He wants to have a way to cower off to the side and not...
Do you want to crawl back?
No, I want to be alone with my feelings once in
good
a while.
Job.
I don't have to look at everybody and their disappointment on their face. I was rolling the first five frames. It was spare, strike, spare. And then
Roll, Anthony.
I was really good. I was like, man, I'm breaking 150. Could I get near 200 if I keep this going? I mean, I'm on a roll.
And then you choked.
Yeah, then my first ball of the next frame gets goes wide right, gets three pins. Well, it's okay. I can pick up the next seven, just throw it down the middle. We'll get them all. Same spot, wide right, miss everything completely. And I just walk back.
Loser.
And my wife's just like, you're not getting any for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You.
Apparently, it's okay if you're celebrated, but if you're inept, you want to just nobody even acknowledges.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. I will go with two things on the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Nikki Glaser was funny.
Yeah.
And I know it's just so easy no matter who. I mean, right now we're at a point where the five greatest comedians ever could come back And 90% of the public said, oh, they weren't funny. They weren't funny. I thought she was funny, in particular, the cheap shot at CBS. I thought that was very good, including right on CBS. And I still love that the most memorable show for me last year, by far, Adolescence, continues to win awards. You need to see this. And again, it all happens in the first 10 seconds. It's this family, and it's like just a typical family. Husband, wife.
Two kids.
And all of a sudden, the authorities bust in and right away say, the son has killed someone. And what this shows about the dynamic between parents, the tension at schools, the pressure at schools, social media, the dysfunction, and then the episode where the therapist comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up.
Okay.
Just buckle up. It's unbelievable. Had Pig Ate My Pizza for the first time in an extended period of time. Just a reminder, as good as any pizza we have in the area.
What kind did you get?
We got a combo one that had some mustard and pickles and ham on, like just a lot of crazy stuff that was on a scale of 10. Let me go to Spinal Tap, was an 11.
Mm.
And then for my little Freddy Cat friends, we got the sausage and pepperoni for them. Little Freddy Cats. Come on, let's branch out. Great. Kay Adams kind of emerged at NFL Network. My friend, Jamie Erdahl, who has become a superstar. Jamie's now filling that role, and she's tremendous.
Good Morning Football.
Good Morning Football. And Kay Adams has her own podcast, right?
Up and Adams, is it called?
Is that what it is? I forget what it's called. And she gets a lot of people on. And she's attractive, and she'll talk about her looks, too, and her relationship stuff. And so among her tweets last night, when Justin Herbert, who's the Chargers quarterback, is not playing well, you know, what are we talking about? I forget how it was phrased, but it was, I think, what was it? Where's the Justin Herbert discussion tomorrow? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fair question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Football person. Among the retweets, that you're 40 without a husband.
Wow.
What kind of scumbag are you? Honestly, that you're sitting there and either you follow her or somebody else does, so it pops up in your feed, and you think that's funny.
Mm. That's the world we're in right now.
That is the world we're in right now. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely awful. A couple more. Scott Jensen announces his lieutenant governor today. I forget her name.
It's very long.
We don't need a lieutenant governor anymore. They don't do a damn thing.
Okay.
If I asked you, news person, Susie Jones, to keep going with lieutenant governors, I think you'd be stumped pretty quick. Now, all that happens with the lieutenant governor is they get their profile up a little bit, not a lot, so maybe they can run for another office. If they don't have a specific position in the administration, let's end the fakeness, the unnecessary, Dave, of a lieutenant governor. If God forbid something happens, we have an election 3 days later. Let's go with that. Instead of acting like a lieutenant governor really does something.
We've got no succession plan other than election?
Election 3 days later.
Isn't the Senate president something like that? There's a chain of command that happens.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Vice President actually would do a little bit, not much. Depends who. I mean, if you're Pence, you just stare at him, and then he wants you dead. So that really, the staring didn't work out. Kamala, apparently they just had a falling out. Well, it worked out for her.
For a while,
you know. All right, the last thing. We're at a popular restaurant on Thursday night.
McDonald's.
Well, little happy hour with a couple buddies. We don't have a long time. Where did you stand your drinking days, Susie? Old fashioned.
I love the old fashioned. Loved a nice old
fashioned. I would say when I imbibe, and I really haven't done a lot the last couple weeks because I've been sick, 90% of the time for me, it's either a glass of wine
mm-hmm.
or an old fashioned. I really like an old fashioned. The waitress tries to convince us to have one with apple bitters in it. And I'm like, She's like, it's really good.
Instead of the normal bitters, a little apple?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Comes out, it tastes like poop.
Garbage.
Okay, it just tastes like garbage.
Okay.
And I very politely said, you know, I really appreciate the recommendation.
I don't like it. I want something else, and don't charge me.
The two of us, I'm with my friend Kevin. Jeff's there, too. I'm like, we just don't like it. Can we get just a regular one? And she looked at us aghast. Aghast. And finally, I said, we'll leave you a good tip. Can you please? Like, we had to beg.
To get a drink you wanted.
Where's Susie Jones and Dave Harrigan's policy on that? Where I guess she can say, suck it up, Buttercup. Mm-hmm. You ordered it. We poured it. We lose out in the contents. But it was a specialty drink. She's touting it. She wasn't waterboarding me to get me to have it. But I think then you're like, yeah, for sure. I was the one who's kind of pushing that way. Let's go with this. What do you think?
I agree. She should have replaced the drink at no cost, charged you just for the one drink that you originally had wanted in the first place. And if she would not have done that, I would have called the manager and I would have explained it to the manager because I think customer service is everything.
Dave?
How did the ordering process work? Because she didn't just come up to the table and say, who wants an apple old fashioned, huh? Did you order and you say, and she says,
it was one of the specials listed on the drink menu.
Hmm.
And you asked about it? You asked for it?
I asked about it. I said, both of us like old fashions a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you will love this apple bitters old fashioned. My one friend, Kevin, goes, really? She goes, no, trust me. It's really good.
And sorry, Chad. Buyer beware.
Oh.
You asked about it. Would you want her to tell her tell you it's trash?
Well, then don't push it.
Hmm.
If she's pushing it, then she should
have
the ability.
Because the boss says she has to, or else she's going to get fired. They find her tables, nobody orders an apple old fashioned.
Say like
boss comes after her, and then you cost her
docked
job.
Pay. I just said, hey, I like to call most waitresses toots. Hey, toots, go get us a new drink.
You're out $10 on a drink, or you know, probably single mom loses her job.
That's
You'd
it.
Rather have that.
That's
real
it.
Nice, Chad.
In fact, it turned out she had to give up her kids for adoption the next day.
Yep,
you nailed the story.
All you.
Was I fine asking for a new drink? 651-461-9226. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, as always.
I'll try to be better in your dream next
Thank
time.
Thank you.
David?
Yes, Chad.
The singer.
Yes, Chad. It's David Bowie. Yes.
I mean, you can pick a lot of hair for David Bowie.
Or red, quite a bit.
Yes, that's correct. If Tim Walz resigned, and I want you to text me, if Tim Walz resigned, and I don't think he's going to do it, but if Tim Walz resigned, would Donald Trump say, good? We're going to pull back Operation Metro Search. If even Tim Walz volunteered, calls the White House, well, gets his cell phone. I want you to have Trump's cell phone by tomorrow. It appears everybody but the two of us have his cell phone. Like people just call him all the time.
And he picks up.
And he picks up all the time. I want us to have Trump on occasionally. Maybe come on. Don't, you know, we criticize you a lot, but come on. We'll give you the floor. If Tim Walz volunteers and says, I will go, you will get me out. But as a trade, all the ICE and Border Patrol have to leave. Would Donald Trump do that?
No.
No chance in hell.
No. I think Tim Walz could record the phone conversation, play it back for media everywhere, and it wouldn't matter. No, I think he's got it out for the state at this point. It's a statement against fraud, against people that are not white, against the Somalis. I mean, we heard how he spoke about the Somali
people. He hasn't slowed down. He said it
exactly.
Last week. All
lazy,
of them.
Good
all
for
of them
nothing,
need to go.
Don't do anything, wish they weren't here.
Insulting racist.
Yes. No, I think he's taking great delight in what he's seeing in Minnesota.
Yeah, his comeback is too, guess what, Peggy Flanagan would then step in. What if it was, I don't know, how many states still have this left where you have like separate elections for governor and lieutenant governor. Let's say it was Lisa Daymuth, Speaker of the House. Lisa Daymuth takes over as governor. Does Trump leave the state then?
It's a very different ballgame. Leave the state? No. Dramatic pullback without actually telling us? Yes.
I'd say this. I'd say they might even send more for a shorter period of time, feeling like now that they get the state cooperating, that they could do more. How many people are like Joe, and we like the spirited debate with Joe, calls a lot, where Joe's willing to say for a month, that's what he said, for a month, non-white individuals just have to accept that anywhere they go, they may be questioned and have to automatically provide their ID. I find it disgusting and not the America that we should believe in. I'm not leaving. I'm not threatening. I'm not going anywhere. I love it, the country. I hate this. What percentage of people do you think, Dave, would say, yeah, us white folks, we're good. We don't have to do it. But other people, brown, black, without any probable cause, authorities are allowed to ask them if they have their ID to prove that they are residents of the United States of America.
I don't know what the percentage is, but I know it's higher than I wish it would be.
It's probably at a vile number.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And as Joe was talking, you know, he mentioned a month, just kind of throwing out there, but I think the point was until this is over, until this is blown over, we're past this. Well,
when's that?
Exactly.
That's who decides
the question. Who's the decision maker of we're past this? Are we 3 years down the road? And, well, you know, I mean, we've been doing it this long.
If you donated to Officer Ross, you believe in him, whatever. But the GoFundMe included, as it did until it was deleted, comment about Jacob Fry, and then parenthetically it says, who is Jewish? A lot of prominent people in this town were promoting that GoFundMe page, including Liz Collin. She's many things. She's highly intelligent. Promoting it when it says, Mayor Jacob Fry, parenthetically, who is Jewish? First of all, that's as anti-Semitic as it gets. Show me some backbone and take your money out. You want to support him? There's got to be a better way to support him than a group that was just going after the mayor because, oh no, he's Jewish. You don't have enough scruples yourself to not give money to an organization like that. And I know some didn't read all of it, but if you're a prominent person, you're promoting it, the chances are high you saw that, correct?
I would think so.
And it's on you, by the way, to see it too. All right. Jason DeRussia. If he's not on CNN, he'll join us next. Great football over the weekend, including the Jacksonville Jaguars in a thriller losing to the Buffalo Bills. A lot of debates, you know, calls, whatever might be happening. So you have the assembled press, some point, 10, 15 minutes. They're here to ask, Liam Cohn? Questions. And among one of the quote-unquote questions was this from a reporter at the press conference.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
And you did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thanks,
and ladies
ma'am.
And gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You,
you keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
Would you like more of that at press conferences?
No.
Were you okay with it yesterday?
Yeah.
No. No, this isn't a rally for Liam Cohn. This isn't a talk show saying you're a big supporter. This is there to ask questions about the game.
Yes, you don't have to, but the most serious of things.
clothes.
This is why you are Captain
I needed to know.
Pander. So can she go in there and rip them too?
So she
no,
was.
No, answer my question. Can she go in there and rip them too?
I don't want to answer your question. She was wrong. So she was wrong.
Okay, that's all I want. I'm not asking her to be fired or be sanctioned or sent to timeout.
Do you realize how idiotic America's sports reporters look?
Oh my God.
Spazzing out on Twitter.
By the way, that's an insulting word.
Sorry.
Do not say that to me, and I'm being serious.
I understand. So freaking out on Twitter, how bad they look. You look like
they're
fools.
Being honest and saying this is not where we do it.
Not every debate has to play out. You're never going to win in the public eye on this issue because people don't understand.
I'm trying to win in the public eye. You are trying to win the public eye. Mm. I'm trying to accept that this is what you do at a press conference. You ask questions.
I don't know. Is that true today, though? People try to get a reaction. You're trying to get a soundbite. People are
asking. She went in there trying to get a little play for herself.
People are asking dumb questions. People are asking good questions. In the playoffs, you often have a lot more people in there, right? You have regular news reporters who don't cover sports.
Right. Yep.
There are a lot more people in the playoffs. So my tolerance for the other stuff.
I'm not calling her to sanction. Okay. Are you okay when the administration has brought in all the pro Trump podcasters, and many times they go out and
in
praising
the
him
yeah.
in the news conference
yeah.
to Caroline Leavitt.
Well, that
obviously
is the
greater
game
gravity,
now, unfortunately,
right?
Like these news conferences have become. I actually think the downfall of these things has been live coverage when they started carrying the White House news conferences on like CNN and whatever.
Yeah.
In the Trump
although they've done that off and on.
But for big stuff, but now it's on every day.
Yeah,
and
true.
So what a lot of what was work product, and you've had plenty of times you in this job get the ability to have your interview be live and people can mm-hmm. see but you ask questions in a different way when people are following it live. When you're trying to get good sound for like a 20-second clip or 10-second clip. Sometimes you ask dumb questions to try to get somebody worked up a little bit.
She didn't even ask a question, though. No. You know, like I'll just give an example.
I just
when
think
my when my father would go in there and be an advocate, I hated that too.
Yeah, yeah. But I also
didn't hate my father, but I'm like, that's not your role.
I do think that someone like your father, this woman who's been in the black press in that market for 20 some years, there's certain people who kind of can do that. And when you watch it as an outsider, you're like, what in the hell? Like, I get the reaction. Mm-hmm. I just think sportscasters look a little, they're not exactly saving the Republic here in their news.
But you're allowed to comment on it, you know?
No, you're not.
Yeah, one guest. You'll have the press conference.
Press conference sort of messed up my whole show. So
got it. All right.
That'll be the focus.
Thank you.